Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Season 2, episode 19 of the Sneaker Podcast. I'm Mike D, alongside my boy Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
Yo!
We got Chlorel in the house. What up, Chlo?
What's up, guys?
Alex is here.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. And of course, your girl, Cherry. What up, Cherry?
What up?
How is everyone?
So good.
Doing
so
fantastic.
Good. Money.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Freaking
rolling.
You're
yes.
Rolling?
I'm on something.
You're on something?
You're always on something.
Are you playing Injustice on your phone again?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Yeah, what a nice day today.
Oh, it was gorgeous, wasn't it?
Beautiful.
It was like, what, 25, 26 degrees here in Montreal?
Yeah, super sunny. The sun was out. It was
it's about
nice.
Time because the past
I've always
few days.
Said that if ever I bump into someone and we start talking and the conversation goes to weather,
it's over?
Yeah. Just keep walking.
Okay. Well, that's been episode 19 of the Sneaker Podcast.
So
I'm kidding.
About weather.
Skip.
Yeah. Anyway, what do we wear on feet today, Chlo? I'm looking at you, my boy.
What did I wear? I wore some white Ultra Boost, some multi-flyknit racers.
Oh, you have a list?
I went through several exits at my house today where there was just different shoes parked a bit everywhere.
Okay.
Some Gel Light 3s.
What?
Whoa.
No, man.
I was in and out a lot today.
You had a day.
You just keep switching.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Gel Light 3s were white, black, and voltish. And
at the end of soccer with Conor.
So do you change outfits
soccer,
as well?
I wear flight racers at soccer.
Do you change the full outfit or like you just wear the same outfit and keep switching shoes?
I actually did change the outfits all three times.
Wow.
What a mess.
Yeah, I had my daycare outfit. I had
yes.
clean the swimming pool outfit, which wasn't much. And
okay.
At the soccer outfit.
Your neighbors love
wow.
it.
Wow.
And then right now it's the Air Max ones with the Lunar Lawn soles.
Super clean.
Jeez, you're just next level.
That blue and white, man.
Yeah, I need those.
Cherry's so. Like, if you ever get rid of them, they're mine.
Yeah, I need those really bad.
Cherry, what'd you wear on feet today?
In the day I was wearing my Air Max 1 OGs, the white and red.
Mm.
Yeah, I love that shoe. And I wear it with like, I switch the laces and I wear it with red laces.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it's pretty
different.
Cool.
Yeah.
People comment on it all the time and say it's really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like
it like
swap.
That. Huh? You like my lace swap? Yeah, yeah. It's pretty cool. I love those very much. So I wore those and then I switched it to my Air Max 90. Also the OGs with the yellowed, like the infrared, but the sole is like yellowed. You know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
Yeah. The Air Max 90 infrared with that yellowed OG one.
Okay.
So everybody thinks it's dirty all the time. It looks like it's like grass stains, but
like,
it's not.
Oh, ah.
It's yellowed.
It's got that like volty.
Yeah, look
midsole.
At my foot. Look here. See?
Oh, okay, that one.
Yeah, and everybody's gotcha. All the time like, clean your shoes. And I'm like,
you
how
clean
much
my
do you
shoes.
Know? Clearly nothing. Oh.
Very nice. Very nice.
Mine turned yellow.
Okay.
Shots fired. Alex, what you wearing on feet today?
My Pure Boost, Sneaker Exchanged.
Ooh.
Sneaker Boy times Wish times Adidas Originals.
Jeez.
Times times an amazing Pure Boost. I decided I would wear them until I can make them glow. And
how's that going?
It happened tonight. I just couldn't capture
the
it,
glow?
But it happened. Yeah, when we got back in the car from our little like Vieux-Port adventures.
Excursion.
For sure, it's gonna glow at Laser Quest.
Yes.
Oh, Laser Quest.
We were adorable. We were walking around the old port together.
Yeah.
And just taking pictures, like people thought we were tourists. It was really fun.
But we are not.
Tourists in your own city.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Feels good. Yeah, so I wore those today. And they're amazing.
They're fire, man.
Yes, I love them so much.
Very nice.
Even my dad tried them on.
Really?
I was over at my parents this weekend wearing them. My mom was like, it looks like a beach towel. Like the material
towel.
And I'm like, kind of. And then my dad was like, is it comfortable, this thing? I'm like, daddy.
You don't understand.
You need to step like in the boost game.
Step into my world.
He was wearing with some ugly, like really white jeans. I was like, okay, this might not be the pant, but
white jeans?
No, wide.
Oh
yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, like you don't see
you don't see some joggers or whatever.
You barely see the shoe. I'm like, daddy, you need some jogger.
He's that's
like,
so jog what?
Do you buy him some tapered stuff?
Yeah.
She ever hook your dad?
Rolled it.
My dad, funny enough, like everyone in my family's no. My mom loves her Adidas shoes. Everyone else, they're just like not into sneakers at all. And my dad just like is Reeboks, like white Reebok.
Like dad shoes.
Dad shoe. But my mom loves them.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Because the dad shoes work with those baggy old pants. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of. Like it works. Air Monarch?
Yeah.
I'm trying to lace up my my older brother's daughter. I'm the godfather, so like I'm trying to lace her up like as much as I can. Trying to get her some like cute little like campus that are coming out next week.
Yes, yeah. Sick.
Should get your dad some campus.
Yeah, man. Actually, you would probably love that.
What about some Nikes? Would he wear that?
I don't think so. He's not that much into that runner stuff.
Oh, okay.
He'd look good into like maybe like a Stan Smith or something. I don't know. Mm. I'll figure it out.
Something classy.
Some OG daddy stuff so that my people know the he's an OG.
Yeah.
You know, like forums.
We should take him shopping on like an episode.
It would be really awkward, but really fun.
With daddy Suji. Yeah. That'd be sick.
Just pin roll his pants next time.
Ooh. Alex, what are you doing? Chris, what did you wear on feet today?
I wore some triple white Ultra Boost, the V1. And I also had like my Royals in my bag. And I also had my Converse
in the trunk.
Flying it.
Just in case.
All Stars in a separate bag.
What else?
No, that was it. Yeah. I did put on my Belugas for like 2 minutes. And then I'm like, no, I got to go back to the triple white Ultra Boost. And that's what I wore.
Interesting.
After.
Now, today is a white sneaker day, totally.
It looks like it, yeah.
Yeah, because it's been raining a lot, so I think...
And true that.
Yeah.
More weather talk.
Guys. I still haven't worn my
like, let's be honest. Here we go.
What did you wear, Mike?
I wore my Onitsuka Tiger collab with Han and Shop, Colorado 85 Wildcat 2s.
Cool.
Super complicated name.
Yeah, right?
Amazing.
Dope.
Hold on, let me catch my breath.
Crazy shoe though, man.
Very nice silhouette. Very nice.
Very cool. Nice.
Yeah, they were awesome. But what's going on in the world of sneakers these days? Did anyone get any pickups?
Well,
Cherry's like, well.
Well. I went to the West Island to see my family today. I hadn't been home in like a week and a half. Went home and then my cousin's like, oh, you got like a brown box in the garage. Douche. I like ran straight for the garage. So excited. Wasn't expecting that at all. And then, yeah, I was like, maybe it's the gold 97s that I was hoping for. But I know it had been a while. So I was like, man, what could it be? Turned out to be Cortez.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, not
so
only
happy.
Like a regular Cortez.
Yeah, like the original.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've always liked that shoe. Like whenever people are shopping and we have Cortez in stock, I always recommend it. It's such a classic.
Mm-hmm.
So like LA, right? Like so like Latin kind of, it wasn't
just
the Cortez, like a very LA style.
Yeah.
I just love that shoe. So but Cal. I never got it because we never had it in women's.
Okay.
So I just never picked it up or searched. You know me, I don't really like search for stuff. So yeah, I'm super happy because it's just something totally different from my collection. So Nike Toronto, love you so much. It made my day.
They look really good.
The box really is good. Sick.
Yo, the box fire. Is sick.
The box is sick. So sick. And even the paper inside, like it's just, it's sick.
The paper has a different design on it too?
Yeah, it's like Cortez written all over it, I think, or Nike or whatever. It's super nice.
Very cool.
And Forrest Gump, of course, like it's that shoe, but I was reading online because I was about to write like a Forrest Gump quote or something. But then I was reading online and they're like, don't make the mistake of calling it the Forrest Gump shoe because it's the one that I got is like the original one. And the one in Forrest Gump is like there's differences to it. So this is not the Forrest Gump version.
You got the one before Forrest Gump.
It's like, this is like the original one. The Forrest one was, there was differences in it, which I didn't know. So okay. I was about to make that error. So yeah, I'm super happy. Great day.
Very nice.
Does having a super nice box and like nice tissue delay you wearing them?
No, not me. But I mean, I want to keep my box and paper really nice.
You shouldn't have a problem doing that.
Hmm?
Keeping everything nice.
Time. Yeah, but like I love the... it doesn't delay me wearing at all. The only thing delays me wearing shoes, it's white, but I think I can clean this easy, But like, it's like that Flyknit goddess, man. I still haven't worn it. I'm paranoid.
Oh, really?
Because I don't like to put my shoes in the washing machine. I don't like to wash my shoes in the same machine I wash my clothes in. I just...
You don't have two washing machines?
Who has two washing machines?
Everybody has two washing machines.
Well, one for their shoes and one for their gear.
Have you looked at my laundry room?
I mean, it's genius. I'm going to need two washing machines. But I refuse to put my shoes in the same place where I wash my, like... You know,
two washing machines, no dryer.
My delicates.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Two washing machines, no dryer.
Yeah. Just throw it out the window.
Kind of smart. But anyways, my point is just that that's my issue with the
Flyknit. I usually wash my shoes first, like Jason marked the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I put them in the wash.
That's kind of smart.
The outsole.
Can you go to a laundromat? Like, are
sure you
allowed
could.
To
people
put shoes in a laundromat?
People just look at you probably a little weird.
No,
it's okay.
No one usually like. Is there to like watch over people. So
somebody told me though, if I bring it to a laundromat and I break the machine, I'm screwed. But can
you
shoes
break the
yeah,
machine.
Exactly. So
especially
whatever.
With a pair of Flyknit racers.
Hopefully by next podcast I will have worn my goddesses.
Or got a second washing machine.
Or yeah.
I got one or the two options is more reasonable.
Hook it up, Kenmore.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kenmore.
Whirlpool. Shout out.
Yeah, so that's all I got and yeah, that's it for me.
That's cool. Anyone Amazing. Else pick up anything?
I did pick up something.
Ooh.
Well, I was actually fortunate enough to get the sample of this shoe a while back. I had to hold on to it because I couldn't wear it for the longest time because I had to wait until it got posted by Adidas. It's Climacool, the ZX8000 OG Aqua colorway. So it's the shoe that I wear. The
that
other
I
day,
loved?
No, when we met.
Oh, last I week. Love that. Yeah,
yeah. So I it's like a shoe. Really like blue cyan. So
was
it's
really
it's exactly the colors of the 8000 OG.
Yeah,
slammed on a Climacool. Absolutely in love with those. They look really good in shorts. So like I'm definitely gonna wear it a lot. Actually, I kept the sample, but the sample is like unfortunately a bit too snug. So I
oh, really?
I just bought my own size at mm-hmm. my store. And yeah, it's really cool, man, to pick up like just a GR, you know, like not looking for
dude, they're so
for
nice.
Any like acceptance or you know some sort of like social pressure. You just like I couldn't stop staring at the shoe, and even today, like whenever I'm at the store, like it's placed a little bit everywhere because mm-hmm. it's like right now's campaign, so it's everywhere in the store. Every time I watch it, I'm like, yo.
It's so you, that shit.
It's so amazing, man. Yeah. And it's like, you know, like I don't rock colors that much, but this specific like cyan OG aqua blue.
You don't rock flashy colors.
No.
You rock like green, like forest greens.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's why I like it on you because it's so like...
It's yeah. Yeah. Glam.
Look at my nice. Feet.
It's a beautiful color.
When, yeah. when we went over to your place for a party and I went into your sneaker room for the first time,
hey.
That was the first thing I saw on the wall was those samples.
Yeah.
Really
oh,
nice.
They're so nice.
They're yeah, it's too bad they were a bit too small, but it's okay.
That's okay.
I got two pairs now.
I got two pairs.
Yeah. Two pairs.
Yeah. What did you pick up, Chloe?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Really? Good for you, man.
I don't think so. Did I?
Wait.
No.
Did you?
You would remember.
No, I didn't get anything.
Chris?
Chris is thanking for
I think,
Chloe.
I think
did you?
Or you were like close to getting something. Or I showed you pictures of stuff and you were like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah.
Huh. And you? Did you pick Should up something, Mike?
I picked up some new Adidas slides.
Oh.
Yeah.
For summer.
Yo, we need those. You need those.
I need a pair of slides.
Yeah, we all need a pair of slides. Let's wear slides next podcast all together.
Slide pod. Slide pod.
Crazy, crazy slide dropped at my store today.
The tiger one? No.
No.
Oh, that it's slide like, is fire.
You know that Mahjong box?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so it's this green, slightly darker. All like frou-frou material, like super soft, all over.
Hmm.
Like the band.
Suede.
Yes.
Puffy suede. Takes the shame of
the lining.
Foamy.
Yes. Foamy. So inside the strap, the lining is like a super, super, super soft leather. And there's a little like golden trefoil like inside the band. It's just so crazy.
Tucked
the,
in there.
Green and gold.
Yo. Mm. Yo. That is like nice. So good. I just like I'm sad because like I don't think... No. I think I'll buy it, but I don't think I can wear it at home because of the puppies. Like this thing is gonna turn like
a hairball
beige, like my boy Jax, you know. Like,
yo, shout out to Jax.
Yeah. So
just lint remover that shit.
I'll just wear them to work, I guess, yeah. Or to come to pod.
There you go.
That's dope. You know what I'm excited for though?
What?
the chutneys on Saturday.
The 13?
Oh my God. It's such a nice shoe. You guys don't think so?
I think it's good. I think it should have been released in fall.
Yeah, I get that. Well, the color is definitely a fall.
It makes
fall.
Me think of Tim's,
100%,
right?
Yeah.
And then 100%. I'm like, autumn.
Oh, but you don't think it's just beautiful?
It's a nice shoe.
Yeah, but I like it.
And do you guys think, although it's a low, and we all know lows aren't like crazy, but still a banger, no?
I prefer 13 lows over regular
13s. Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, most people I find don't.
Yeah, even they like that. I think they like Jordan enthusiasts prefer. I don't know why am I speaking for Jordan enthusiasts, but like the high are more like OG.
Usually,
like,
yeah. But right? I think this is a sellout 100%. Sure, that's how I feel. People have been asking for it for a while.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like there's definitely going to be a lineup.
I've seen some reviews on it. Looks pretty cool.
I think it's gorgeous.
It's the colorway that.
It's chutney, man. I'm Indian. Like I gotta get that shoe.
Gotta get that chutney.
It's called chutney. Like amazing. That's crazy. That's cool. But yeah, I'm very excited for that.
What
on
else?
The weekend.
What else is coming out this weekend? We got a Air Jordan 4. Is that this weekend?
That linen one?
The Motorsport Alternative.
Is
the
that
black
this
with
weekend?
Blue.
No,
I don't think that's
the linen.
There's
the
a linen,
linen
one
for youth. For youths is coming out.
That's a sick colorway.
Yeah. It is a really nice colorway. I think that's the main thing, unless I'm forgetting something. I'm just excited about those chutneys.
Chris, did you pick up anything?
You're going to get a pair of chutneys?
I have to.
Okay. Dun. Yes, I did. I got some...
fire.
I got some...
Is it fire material or like the step above fire?
Like bonfire.
It's so searing hot that it's kind of cold.
Ooh. Mm.
What the hell?
I'm super jealous. They're so dope.
It's the official name is, I don't know, I call them the Cobras. Or Cobra.
Cobra. Cobra.
It's the Kith Ultra Boost Copa 17.1, I think it's called. Amazing. Something like that, yeah. People call it the Cobra, which I think is 60% of the reason I got it, because Cobra is such a cool name.
I should have got them. They're a soccer shoe.
They are a soccer shoe.
The uppers, pure soccer.
Shout out to Ron.
How was the marketing for that campaign? How crazy was this campaign, though?
I don't know if people know. There's actually an IG called Kith Cobras.
Really?
Really?
It's their quote unquote soccer team.
That's so
and
sad.
It's basically the lookbook for this collection.
So sick.
But like the details on the shoe, like every part of the shoe has something specific. The insole has the logo, the team logo, Kith Cobras, stamped on. It's like a red leather one and it's stamped in gold. And there's little hits of like copper or bronze or whatever on like the midsole.
That's cool.
But only on like the lateral side. And it's like, if you look on one side, you won't see it. You turn it over, you're like, whoa. The upper looks a bit Buzniti.
Nice.
Right?
Like, yeah, like
right.
That's like a Coupe Mondiale. Like
yeah.
Coupe Mondiale.
It's
with boost.
Very nice. Very nice.
Of studs.
Yeah.
It's one of those shoes that has a white outsole. So I want to wear the shit out of them, but also don't want to pop that white mid outsole out.
Yeah.
You know?
I
want to keep it clean.
The box is cool too.
The box is a Kith sliding box.
Oh, it's so nice.
It's so nice.
So
I want to see how it's going to look once it's worn in, because that box is it's bulky. It's like really round around the toes.
Yeah, but it's leather,
it
right?
It's leather.
It's going to crease like beautiful.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah,
the soccer shoes once, well, I had those Coupe Mondiales, and when they're worn in, well, fuck. You're just wearing them for soccer.
Yeah.
They just don't look as fly as when they came out of the box. But
yep.
I'm excited
should
to
be,
see.
I can't wait to shoot them. Shout out to the person that helped me get them.
Shout out to you.
That's it. Yeah.
That's a great pickup, man.
Yeah, I'm happy. I was like looking for something. You ever feel like you're looking for something, but you just don't know what it is?
All the time.
And you don't know what will fill that void.
It's like every country song I've ever listened to.
Rockaberry Pie.
I honestly was
every time I,
dude, yeah. I was looking to move a couple of pairs of sneakers. And then I was like, I asked you, should I flip this shoe and then pick up the 9317, but the white one, yes. right? The second pair that came out, the yeah. white with the Ooh. Little yeah. hit of pink in the back. There's a guy in a local FB group selling a pair. It's my size. I go, what if I took these sneakers and I sold them and bought that shoe? So it's like basically trading these sneakers for that shoe. And you're like, yeah. But I was like, it was like, and I felt it would have maybe filled the void temporarily, but then I'd be out there looking for more.
Nice. So it didn't go through.
No. But then this came up and I was like, this is perfect.
Yeah, you're good for a while now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be satiated for a bit.
Are those things XPs?
Yes. But I was able to move some sneakers. So to me, it's like a perfect trade. Yeah, but I think they were 220 or 230 US.
Oh, it's all right. It's like J&D price.
Yeah. It's like a higher end sneaker. Yeah. So
Schnicker.
That's it.
Cool.
You said you can't wait to shoot them. Do you already have ideas in the head of what you want to do?
We actually box.
Kick a soccer ball.
We purchased a box of cobras, like real snakes. We're just going to... Cherry's like, what?
Yeah.
I love snakes.
Really? I bought an outfit. It's like
a latex.
It's a karate outfit.
Oh.
And it has Cobra Kai on the back.
Right?
I'm going to sweep the leg and someone has to shoot my shoe. Whenever.
Sweep the leg.
For those who don't know what I'm talking about, it's Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Waxon.
Good pickup.
Waxon.
Yeah. Very happy. I feel like I would be good for the summer with this shoe. Yeah.
Really?
You asked about me thinking about how to shoot them.
Yeah.
One thing I definitely don't want to do
is rush it.
Is do something on a soccer field.
Do you want to just?
I go don't want to
totally
associate
left
it to
field
soccer.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's not a soccer shoe. It's just soccer
it's
upper.
Part
You're
of the
wipe
part,
out if you try to kick a
no,
soccer.
No. It's part of like their soccer collection, but I want to urbanize it or something. You know, something. I want to figure out a good way to wear. Whatever clothing with it, but yeah. But yo, Chloe, I know you're a big fan of like soccer jerseys.
Yeah, big time.
Really? You should check out those Kith soccer jerseys that they have made.
Yeah.
You know the Kith font? It's just like right in the front. It's really good.
I think I'll go for a long sleeve jersey. I'm due for a long sleeve jersey.
Really? You prefer that over short sleeve?
Oh yeah. Everybody wears short sleeve jerseys.
There you go.
And you know me.
And I'm different.
Speaking of... jerseys, Cherry, why don't we tell the people what we were doing in the old port of Montreal?
So I needed to take a picture with one of my favorite shoes. Oh my God, the dog just licked me, guys. Go away, Bowie. I had to take a picture. Basically, Foot Locker is, they're asking some of the employees across Canada to celebrate the 150th anniversary of Canada, to take a picture with one of your favorite shoes that they've ever gotten from Foot Locker, and take it in front of like a key place in the city. So let's say, you know, if you're from Montreal, use something Montreal as your background and choose your favorite sneaker and take a pic. So obviously I jumped in to participate in this, and there's a hashtag, which is 150. What is it, Chris?
It's Canada 150 approved.
Canada 150 approved is a hashtag. So thank God I had Chris to take my picture because he takes wonderful pictures. So we walked around the old port and I chose to wear my stripe. So I was walking around downtown in my jersey and it was hilarious. The streets are like packed. Everybody was looking like... I don't know if they realized it was a Foot Locker. They thought I was a referee or something, but people were just staring. Like some people were even taking pictures.
Really?
And well, yeah. the jersey, that's, you know what? I love our jersey. Like I love our uniform.
Mm.
You know, there's obviously some staff that are like, oh, we should change it. It's like not cool
it's
or
a
whatever. That uniform has been around for how many years? Like it's, I love it. I think it's funny, but it is kind of like awkward walking around downtown because mm-hmm. it's so... Right
out there,
so out there. So it was really funny. Like some kids were like on a school trip and then I hear these kids yelling like, hey, can I get a discount? I was like, yeah, come see me tomorrow. Not getting no discount, but it's just, yeah, it was really funny. And then this other guy, what was he saying to you? That like that guy with the two girls who stopped you and they're like,
oh yeah. They were like, are you guys doing an ad or something?
Yeah.
It's like, no, we're just, we're doing work.
Yeah. So it was fun.
You're in my light.
I don't know how many employees will take the picture in the jersey. So it's pretty cool. But I chose to.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You should get some striped pants too.
Sorry?
Some striped
pants. Oh, matching pants for your jersey.
Beetlejuice.
Wow, guys.
That'd be crazy.
It's just next level, eh?
Yeah.
But yeah, I love the jersey. I think it's really fun.
And it is like this weekend is Grand Prix weekend in Montreal. Yeah. So there's like a lot more people than usual in the streets.
Yeah.
So it was perfect because we wanted like cherry in the crowd of people for one shot. And yeah, it was great because I also got like an email inviting me to participate if I wanted to do it.
Cool. At first I thought it was just staff, but I guess not. Yeah. They must have changed it.
It was yesterday. Yesterday I got the email and they were like, yeah, if you want to participate, let us know you want to participate. And these are the directives. Just same thing that you just mentioned. So I already was kind of thinking about how to shoot your picture. And then I'm like, dang it. Now I got to think something more for my picture or take your ideas and use them for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tomorrow I'm going back to the old port. And
picture wars. Do not make yours better than mine. I'll be sad.
And yeah, so it's cool. If anyone wants to actually like the ideal is to spread the word. Again, the hashtag is hashtag Canada150Approved.
Yeah. And then you have to you write a little blurb about, your story.
Like the
of
story
that
about
shoe.
That sneaker and Foot Locker.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's cool. Celebrating the 150th Confederacy of Canada.
Yeah. I think it's a super cool idea.
Really nice.
Very cool.
Really
be
cool.
Interesting
so,
hashtag to look at.
Yeah. We'll be shooting some more photos, right? I think Chloe's jumping in too.
Yeah, I'll take a shot.
Yeah.
Cool. Still not sure which shoe yet, but
no, it's kind of tough because you gotta make sure that you have specific elements in your photo, right? It's not just a shoe shot.
I just had a vision.
It's not just
Yeah. Wouldn't it be cool if one of the brands did like a Foot Locker collabo and it's like a jersey shoe, like a referee on the shoe?
Maybe just black and white.
It has to have stripes though.
Black and white, and then the logo man on the heel.
Ah,
that's
that would be dope.
You know,
black and white, but no stripes.
No.
Stripes are a bit.
The logo man would be sick.
I get why the stripes, but
imagine.
I don't think it looks nice.
Okay, fine, black and white, but that logo man
on the heel.
That'd be mental. It would be
embroidered.
Just with their own people.
Yeah.
Yo, that's what they need to do.
Yeah, nice.
Right? Maybe you should be the first one to do it.
Or something? What?
Or maybe you should get a custom done.
I think they should start with socks first.
Socks would be cool.
Yeah.
And then work your way to shoes.
Striped socks.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, striped socks.
And
I think you're onto something.
But don't. Okay, Cherry, let us know. I've heard or I've read that some of upper management at Foot Locker, and I mean like the higher ups in the offices and so forth, got a specific AF1 Air Force Nike Air Force 1 that was only available to managers.
I didn't know about that, but that's cool. I didn't know.
Look into it. Send an email to somebody.
Yeah.
Find
okay,
out
I'll
for
find
us.
Out.
Where's my pair?
That's cool though.
I read it somewhere. I was like, oh, interesting. But knowing that I couldn't get it, I just like, meh.
You know what? Like what we should do is for like our anniversary of like, let's say, I think the company was founded in like, I don't know, 1970 something, whatever. But like as an anniversary for Foot Locker, they should do that like a collabo, like a special edition. And it has the
very limited.
Because just within the staff of the company, it's just, the units would be gone. I'd totally get that.
Big time.
And rock it.
How many stores are in Canada? Do you know?
300 something, I believe.
Really? I thought it'd be more than that.
I think it's like a 300 something store.
It's still a lot.
That's just Canada.
300.
That's just Canada. The U.S.
I imagine that like cities like Toronto, Montreal, they all have like crazy amount of Foot Lockers.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, obviously Toronto has the most there, but
of course.
Ontario, I mean, but yeah, just within our people. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah. Definitely be cool. Yeah.
But heard it here first.
Now, when you guys were thinking about this whole, where am I going to take the picture, with Montreal having so many iconic places, did you find it really difficult to like pin it down to one?
The thing is that the focus, from what I read from the blurb of the directives, I feel like it should be the shoe. The story is mainly the shoe and you, mm-hmm. you know? So, and then the whatever background is just the background. The focus isn't that city part. It's mm-hmm. it's more about you and the shoe. So I was like, ugh, you know, there's definitely so many places. But we chose Old Montreal just because, I mean, the old city, just it's a nice background. And it is a place that I love.
It was there first.
The cobblestone.
Yeah. Right? I really like
and
the
then we figured we could find a lot of recognizable pieces or we originally wanted Notre Dame Basilica,
the church.
Ooh.
But it's too big a
tourist spot.
No, it's too big of a building.
You can't catch it probably.
Yeah. Like, compared to like the size really of the building wide. To the sneaker, even like if you put like the sneaker right in front of the camera, I don't know. It wasn't as cool as we thought it would
I
be.
Love the picture we took. So everybody who's listening, please check out my picture once it drops and like it and leave a comment.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
But we have so it's not as easy as you think.
Oh my god,
to find something specific that either I think Toronto has more recognizable pieces, like
really
locations, like right off the bat, CN Tower is right there. City Hall is like a crazy building.
Yeah, old or new.
And then
they have that new Toronto sign.
Yeah, there's the like new Toronto tons sign. Of stuff that's more recognizable and such.
Did you know that Toronto put in I don't know how many like $250,000 into a rubber ducky, and people in the city are freaking out?
Well,
that's awesome.
$1 million like on in a the gazebo water. Right?
Oh, did they do that too?
Here in Montreal.
Oh, in Montreal.
$1 million for a gazebo.
Where?
Up on the mountain.
A rubber ducky, though.
I would prefer a rubber ducky, tell you the truth.
It's pretty cool.
For a quarter of the price.
It's crazy, man.
Montreal's known for strip joints.
Yeah, they are.
So the whole thing about us producing some content for social media got me thinking about, like, I think today I sent you guys one or two Instagram accounts that I was like fans of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And there was one called Mr_Unloved Ones. And it's just Air Jordan Ones, his whole page. And there's another one called Jordan One Club that's like run by Old Man Allen, right? One of your favorites, Chloe. So it's two pages that feature Jordan Ones, but with two different vibes. Like Jordan One Club is very, very trendy, very tonal, very, very hype, right? And the Mr. Unloved Ones is just pure appreciation of the Jordan One. So I like both. Yeah. I like looking at both, because sometimes I'm like, damn, that's such a good shot. Or damn, it makes me want to buy this metallic red Jordan One. So I wanted to find out what other feature pages or Instagram pages that you guys appreciate, that you like a lot, and why. Maybe it will lead some of our listeners to some of the Instagram pages that we do follow, and they'll get a better idea of like what our likes are, what our dislikes are, and paint a better picture of what our social media life is like.
I've recently found out about Kick Posters.
Okay.
Kicks Poster or Kick Posters.
I think it's Kicks.
Why don't Kicks Posters? You say the page and then we'll see how many of us follow it. I don't follow that.
Me neither. I think I do.
Me neither.
I think I do.
So what do they do on that Instagram?
From my understanding of the page,
everyone's on their phone.
He's what I could consider as a graphic designer. Okay. So yeah, exactly. It's Kick Posters. Guy called Dan Freebairn. Sorry if I messed up your name, if you ever happened to listen
Shout
to
Shout out to Dan.
He's an illustrator, designer. He worked for Adidas, Reebok, Puma, High Snob, Stormzy. So that he quotes on his bio. Really cool. He does some like artwork for sneakers mainly. I guess only sneakers. he also like, so I found out about him because he's like, he has uncaged and unstriped like some of the latest glitch NMDs that came out, like the R1 prime knit.
Like, okay, he cut them himself.
He literally like removed the stripes,
tore them up.
Yeah, so I guess I never look at the the Explorer page. Mm-hmm. And yeah, his picture was all over, and like his story was on the top of like, okay, my suggested. So like I looked at it, then I started to look at the account, and like the guy has like just some really cool curated artwork. I really respect it, and he has like a website where he sells some of his prints and stuff like that. So it's just really cool. It's a cool like, it's a cool social media person that does like cool sneaker art.
So concept,
yeah.
Concept art, yeah.
Like he actually does produce, he does cut up some sneakers or modify them.
No, he actually like produces like little prints and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah.
It's really, really cool. I think it's the guy that started the hashtag no air needed.
Yeah. Oh, seriously?
I think so.
Okay.
He's all over
his thing, so.
Yeah, he's all over that.
Do you know what that is, Cherry? No air needed?
No.
So Nike is Nike Air.
Yeah.
And then to counter that.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
No,
Adidas goes to no air needed.
Oh wow,
it's pretty good. I like that slogan.
Anti swoosh like boost club. It's
yeah, that's, you told me about that.
I love that.
It's different than the anti.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah.
Oh,
that shirt is dope.
Thank that you. Is super dope.
Yeah,
super dope.
Okay, okay. And anyone else?
I have
kick
somebody.
Posters. Is that what they call kick posters?
Kick posters.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
At kick posters.
You guys should follow him.
All right.
He has a pretty big reach.
I follow somebody called T.McFly. To be honest, no idea what he does. I just randomly started following him, I think. And he follows me back, I believe. If you look at his... I'm not sure what he does. I think he's from England or somewhere in Europe. And his pictures are just super nice. He's always at like cool Nike events. And I think he's mostly a Nike person. Oh, Converse.
So his.
No, I think he has a bit of everything. I don't know. I love his pictures. They're.
What are his pictures about?
I mean, mostly shoes. Mostly shoes. A little bit of travel stuff. A little bit of fashion stuff. It's just well rounded, I find. You know what I mean? And it just attracts me because it's just, I don't know.
But it's all centered around sneakers.
It's centered around sneakers. But it just really shows his lifestyle, you know?
Oh, okay.
There's a little bit of his girlfriend. It just, for me, I don't know. His
keeps it real.
Sorry?
Keeps it real?
Yeah, because I don't personally, like, I follow some sneaker, like, only accounts.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm more interested in, like, people's grams that I kind of get to know them a little more. I don't follow, like, just full sneaker stuff, like, whatever. His account is something I like because I feel like I kind of know him, like, I see his girlfriend. I see what he kind of does, like for work, his travels. Like I feel like I would meet him and be like, "Hey, like, we could get along," type of thing.
Okay, nice, that makes sense. Gotcha. Really like minimalist.
Sorry. Yeah, and like the colors, his pictures are really nice. So it's T.McFly. I should ask him what he does. It says entrepreneur and co-founder and managing director of Visionarism. Is that how you pronounce that? And yeah, he has 50,000 followers. Okay. I should ask him what he does. I don't know. Maybe we should have him on the pod.
I'm glad you brought that up, Cherry.
Thanks.
Ever since I met this guy over here, I'm talking about Alex. He kind of introduced me to the whole Adidas EQT silhouette, which I, to tell you the truth, a year and a half ago, never knew anything about an EQT. So once I started seeing some of the stuff that Alex was bringing out and some of the stuff he was posting, I was like, okay, I got to learn more and more about this whole silhouette and the differences between, you know, a support, a guidance, a ADV, that kind of stuff. So there's one person on Instagram or one account called EQT Game, I'm sure most of us know about. And it's just a great way to see all the different colorways, all the different silhouettes. It's amazing. It really is amazing to see all the different stuff that Adidas has done for the equipment line has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it's really, I love it. Like, it's something I look at every day, every single day.
It's really, really cool. They started off like posting like OG EQTs and stuff like that. So it was like really more curated to like the people that are actually like collecting and like taking off the boxes, like some older silhouettes. And then you felt it like evolving just like equipment does over the year and a half. So
did you do you have an idea of how long it's been up, the Instagram page?
Can't remember. No,
but it was way before the resurgence of EQT.
Absolutely.
Or the reinjection.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah.
So in your Adidas expertise, do you feel that when the EQT reinjection happened, they were like, hallelujah, and they're like, we're relevant, or like, we're gonna gain tons of people. Yes.
They can capitalize from that.
Well, that's how I felt when
For yourself too.
For myself, because I was 100% Adidas.
And you were super excited.
Yes, and then all of a sudden the hype started to happening and people started paying attention. I was like, yes, I was here. You know, like, there's also Team EQT.
Yeah,
there's EQT in game and vein. Team EQT. Yeah. Team EQT is curated by Ear to the Street, a guy from Germany, amazing guy. And EQT game is curated by Simon Says on Instagram. Says. Cool dude too. Yeah.
You can really get lost in those accounts.
Yes.
You could just scroll and scroll.
That's what I like about it. I used to be like a big Adidas gallery, like followers. Like now I don't post as much, but you know, they're still like, they're still around every now and then. They post like more like classic stuff, casuals, just a bit of everything. It's cool. It's refreshing to see.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to, what Khloé's going to
drop something on us.
An account that I love looking at and I can't wait till, I always look forward to them posting, is OG Air. I don't know if you guys follow OG Air.
No.
You should. You should. Because they, or I don't know who takes care of the account, but they repost other people's pics of Nikes with Air units in them. And every now and then I'm like, oh my God, I completely forgot about those. Or
yeah,
those are so old. How can that bubble still be there? How come that thing did not crack? Or I'm sure they just put it on just to take the shot and it's coming right off and going right back in a box. But amazing how people still have those shoes and they're just pulling them right out of the closet. And now and then you'll get a new shoe with a nice clean shot, but you get to see everybody's type of shot. It's a fun account. Really like it.
They pay tribute to all the older stuff, but then they bring out the newer hype, I guess you want to say.
It's more old.
Okay.
More old, but whenever there's an air unit coming out, they'll take a pic.
Very cool.
Yeah. I made it on their Patreon.
Oh, nice.
Look at that smile.
Yeah. Amazing. But that's
your boy. Yeah.
Another account that I think is super dope is Kill Ronin. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
Ronin.
I've heard Ronin. Chris is like,
I'm in. Sign me up.
Super dope. It's a lot of Adidas. He takes a lot of dark shots. They're amazing. And he also takes shots of him in the streets or of other people in the streets. And a lot of, I think he must work in a vape shop or something, because there's always like smoke or like a brand a liquid flavor that came out or whatnot.
Oh, okay.
But super dope shots. And he had a story the other day on how he photoshopped this the Havens. Unbelievable. He took a shot of a sunset and then edited the shit out of that. And he cropped out a shoe, the Haven shoe, put it onto that background, and then edited that shit, and unbelievable.
So that's like the proper way to do a float shot.
Yeah. No, it was on the ground.
Okay,
it was on the ground. It was unbelievable. And I'm like, man, I am nowhere near this guy. Nowhere near.
Like,
okay. The process, the steps, I was like in awe.
Okay.
I think I watched the story like 3 times.
And that's Kill Ronin?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, I'm excited to check this guy out.
Yeah, for sure.
Check it out. Super dope shots. This guy's genius.
I look for a lot of people that get seated, but like properly seated. Like people that actually do a lot of work for brands or stores that are commissioned to like take photos for them. That these photos that they will use for their social media, like stores or brands will use for social media. So like... I think Runner Wally.
Yeah.
Runner Wall.
And Knuckler Kane. Now he's Kane. And these guys, I like to see their process because they look like they go out into the streets like every day to like produce some content. And to see a person never run out of ideas, or it seems as though they never run out of ideas, it to me makes me feel like I can do more.
There's so much more you can do. Yeah,
exactly. And to be able to see complexity in a simple background, like something that you would just disregard or not even pay attention or just walk by, they actually see something that they can use.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I gotta figure that out. I gotta like practice my mind to conceptualize.
Get everything. That vision.
Yeah. So those accounts I like a lot too. And yeah. I don't know.
Sick.
Is there like any there's also Facebook groups that do the same. Some of them, I think you guys, that week where I was in Cuba, you guys talked about some Facebook groups. A lot of them are for buy, sell, trading, but there's also some groups that are like community groups.
Yeah.
Right? There's no buy, selling, or trading in within those groups. It's a lot of just photo sharing or mm-hmm. information sharing. Is there groups that you guys enjoy?
The only one that I belong to is Three Stripe Life.
Yeah.
I think it's a good based one. Off out of the Philippines.
The founder is a creator. His name is Yuria. He's from the Philippines. He was part of my old crew and Soul Collector, Mallwalker
Mafia. Wow. Yeah.
He created, him and a couple of other guys created a group in the Philippines called Adidas Philippines Talk. Okay. ATP. Wow. Oh, no, Adidas Talk Philippines. Something like that. Sorry.
Nice.
ATP. And it has like, man, last I checked, I think it was like 25 or 30,000 members.
Nice.
I think it's over like 50 now. I don't know.
Wow.
It's like an insane amount of people. And if you're first like, wow, that's a lot of members. But then you realize that they're all from the Philippines. Then you know. You're like, what the heck? So they have that group, and it's super Adidas. Everyone loves Adidas. It's huge. And there's buy, sell, trading. They have some dope shops over there too. They created this other group called Three Stripes Life yeah. with the intent of it being global instead of just Philippines, so that anyone could be in it and whatnot.
Amazing.
So smart.
I enjoy it because you get little everything.
Yeah.
It's like everyone and anyone.
Real fans.
Yeah, real fans.
Just posting like, just away. Some guys have inside info.
Yeah.
Or they work for something, doing something. A lot of people give info, but it's never, it's not dramatic.
Oh, it's really positive.
To share. It's really exactly. Yeah. yeah.
Good Dope. Crew. Yeah. Dope. I don't have any Facebook groups that I really follow other than buying and selling, trading.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I got to get on that.
There's an account I've been looking for to tell you guys, and I can't figure out the name. I'll tell you guys next pod, but there's this account that I follow. She's not about sneakers. It's funny. She's actually an old employee of mine from like 5-6 years ago. And then her account really, really caught my attention because it's the colors. It's the color scheme she uses. It's all kind of in a grayscale, but then there's like a pop.
Oh, okay.
Like nice. Even her hair is gray, and she always uses like plain gray, like gray or white. The furniture is always white.
You're talking about an Instagram account.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So it's not a sneaker only account. It's more kind of like this white furniture wall fashion kind of thing. But she's a sneaker. Like she's always wearing kicks in it.
Okay.
I just really want you guys to see it because it's just. I think that's it. Accounts catch my attention when it's kind of just the
like if you look at the feed,
yeah,
like the feed view,
yeah.
Yeah.
People that curate their feed, like their overall feed, like with a certain specific pattern,
yeah.
Like kudos to them. Like I look at that, I'm like, wow, it's so cool. I go, I don't have the patience.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Like, yeah, it's a lot of work, and I'm like, dang, these guys are like really committed. I go, I respect that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'll get you guys the name next week because I want you to see it.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah, we got to check that out.
I'm not really up on that Facebook shit.
No?
No.
Nah.
There's one, it's a Flyknit France group. It is crazy. If you're like a Flyknit fan,
yeah,
it's amazing because the European crowd seems a bit more advanced, so they get a lot of like Euro only releases, and the way they shoot is particular. I find the way that Europeans shoot sneakers is different from the way that we do it or the Americans do it, and I appreciate it. Like, it's like really cool, and these guys love to custom their stuff.
Nice. Oh,
like they'll think that no, the outsole's the wrong color, and boom, one guy whites it out, and everyone's like, oh, this, and then everyone starts whiting out their outsoles, or like they take the Flyknit upper, and they go, this should be on a Lunar outsole.
Oh shit!
And they just remove it and they apply it onto a Lunar outsole, and they go, this looks better. And everyone's like, wow! And then like you see people start sending him shoes, and they start customizing them that way. Sick. And it's like true Flyknit heads, and I'm like, God, that's great. Like I really go there for eye candy.
Nice.
If they have an Instagram account, let me know.
I actually never looked into whether they had an Instagram. Like I like it because it pops into my Facebook feed when I'm just randomly scrolling, and boop, Flyknit. I'm like, oh yeah, click, and I go in there. Yeah, and I'll get lost in it for a bit. Like, oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Because you see all these things like colorways you don't get here. It's and they have like a lot of knowledge. Like, so they know this is version 1 or version 2 or version 3. And it's good. It's good if you want to educate yourself on like Flyknit. I'm sure there's also an Adidas Ultra Boost Worldwide.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I know some people on that.
Yeah, it's a cool page too. Same thing. Same kind of love, but for a different type of shoe. And these people, you see the differences in product release by country. Because a lot of people will show pictures of the sneakers on shelves. And you're like, dang, that's never coming here.
Yeah.
And I would kill to get a pair.
Right.
But it's all the way like in Europe. So... yeah,
just need to get some people in Europe.
Yeah, connect.
Ash, we're gonna be calling you soon. By the way, I'm kidding. That's a great way to leave off. Now we wanted to have kind of like a fun time with this podcast, this episode. We wanted to do something. Last week we got a message on our Instagram about doing something, and I think this is a great way to really like get into it because we thought it was really cool.
Yeah, so we got a question from his Instagram account. It's called Brent Fiore. He's from Minnesota. So his first name is Brent from Minnesota. So he had two questions. One of the questions was just, how did you all meet and become such close friends? And his second question was, if you could have one of each of the Pod Crew sneakers, which shoe would you take from them? It would turn into your size so you could rock them.
That's amazing.
So that was such a good question that we decided to do a whole segment on it.
Yeah. Right?
And to thank Mr. Brent Fiore, if that's his real name.
Brent from Minnesota.
Brent from Minnesota.
If you can, we'll contact him.
Okay.
We'll get his info. I'll send him, we'll send him a pair of 40s and shorty socks.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
You're
getting hooked up.
There you go.
You're getting hooked up. So we thought this was a really cool concept. And have you guys been... because I've been kind of thinking about this all week, to tell you the truth.
Just looking at the other guy and like smacking your lips. Like,
yeah, like my mind is blown. You got like, something. Yeah, you got something on. I want. Because I think everyone's got a little something that I would like.
Mm-hmm. So I know what I want.
Since you thought about it, why don't you kick it off?
Kick it off?
Yeah.
Wait. What? We got to answer the first question first.
Okay. How did we all meet?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay, go.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
Okay, so out of all you guys, I met Chris first at my old job, at my old store.
The old boutique.
The boutique. And Chris was a customer, and that's how we met. And he was a regular customer. Very, very nice. Used to bring me little snacks sometimes because he knew the snacks work, you know, to... he was a very good friend.
To sway you.
Yeah, he would come buy some shoes, leave me a treat. It was wonderful. And then over the years, we just became really, really good friends. And Chloe was your friend? Or did I meet Chloe just separately?
No, you met Chloe at the store.
On my own and separately too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Chloe also
didn't bring you gifts. That's why you didn't.
Sorry, what? No, I just didn't remember if you guys were already friends or I met you on my own as my own friend separately.
Next time.
Anyhow, so Chloe also shopped with me, and then became close with him eventually too. Used to both Chris and Chloe used to come with their kids at the store and all that. So we just became friends through that. And then I think you guys, you and Chloe, were also friends outside of the store, maybe. Anyways, and then Mike, I met you at that dinner that I went with Chris at that Foot Locker.
We met before that. Oh.
Me and you?
Yeah.
We met at the store too then.
Yeah, of course.
Jeez. But see, I remember you more after because when we met that time, it was more on a personal level.
Exactly.
I guess. So sorry. That's just so
embarrassing. Okay. I'm forgettable. It's all right.
No, you're not.
I'm kidding.
That was the dinner where we more connected and Leah was there too.
Totally.
So I think our friendship really started there. Mm-hmm. And then Alex, I just met you last year, right? It was just last year.
Yeah.
And it was because of you guys were all collaborating together. And then I got introduced to Alex and now he's my bestie as well.
That's
my meeting with all of you.
Cool.
Met Chris on Instagram because he was running KicksMTL first. He was reposting my pictures. I was crazy fanboying him.
You know what's funny? When Chris met you, he told me like, yo, there's this really cool guy. And yeah.
Nice.
I remember you telling me about him. That's funny.
That's dope. That's cool. And then I threw a party at my store for the first global NMD launch and Air Max 95 was attending and that was Chloe. I was introduced to Chloe. And then you kind of have to go back to the other episodes because I feel like we've told this story before.
Yeah.
But then Chris came to the store one day, pick up a pair of Yeezys that he won. And then we started talking about the idea of a podcast and he said that it was going on. So we met up with Chloe and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I was introduced to Mike. And then I always kind of knew about you, Cherry.
Because I was in Toronto at that time. I was.
But I
kind of
knew about you through Instagram, Cherry Pie, Sankar Captain, or whatever. And then at some point she...
I know it's Cherry 5514.
Anyway, and then at some point you just appeared in my life.
Yeah,
and you started to
now
be around, and now you're my neighbor.
Yeah,
amazing.
Okay. Okay. All right, Chloe, go.
Yeah. I think I met Chris first back in the day when we used to ball on Fridays.
Whoa!
But I didn't really know.
Balling on Fridays.
Yeah, back in the day.
But
I didn't
know
you
took
shoes.
You didn't know
I was
you balled.
Chloe breaks ankles.
Yeah.
You do?
My own ankles.
I didn't know you balled.
No. And then I think I met Cherry back in the West.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in the West?
The shop. Oh, yeah.
Okay. See, I didn't even remember it was from the West.
West
but now.
I didn't know you then, but.
Now I remember you come see
you it. Served me.
Yes.
And then I met Chris at while lining up at the shop.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then we started seeing you more often.
Yeah.
Alex.
Yeah.
I first saw you at the kids' dance recital. You were hosting. I didn't know you were.
I was hosting a dance recital, yeah.
And so I didn't know you then. And then I ran into you to the shop before the event and I had met you.
Okay.
Quick. You were probably working this way. You're like, oh, whatever. And then at the event,
we were introduced.
Down. Yeah. And then Mike.
Where was it, Chloe? I remember.
This is so funny.
Come on. You can do it. You can do it.
Has to be an event. The supper.
No. It was an event.
No. Well, event.
Okay, come on. Just say it.
Spit it out. It was an
event. Fuck, I don't know.
Kicks and coffee.
Oh, fuck.
Ah, oh,
there it is.
Starbucks.
Oh, wow.
Starbucks.
Plus Bill Murray.
There it is.
All right.
There
that's
it is.
You got
it. Our first coffee date.
Okay. Yeah. I think I met Cherry first at the shop, and then I met Chris for the first time at Foot Locker House of Hoops event.
Opening dinner.
Oh, that's when you guys met for the first time?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're sitting next to me.
Yeah.
That's when you first met. Wow.
Yeah. And then, of course, I met Clo at Kicks and Coffee, a little get-together for all the sneakerheads here in Montreal.
It's crazy how important, like, sometimes those little meetups and events are, eh?
Because totally.
You just, you never know. You gotta
and I kept
get
putting
out.
Off going to one, and I'm so glad I did.
Yeah, those
truth.
Things are, like, great.
And then when Chris and I were talking about doing a podcast, he's like, yo, I know this guy Alex. He works at Adidas. He's all about Adidas. We should get him in on this. For sure, for sure. Let's meet him up. And then we had our first family dinner.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'd like
crazy.
To say.
Yeah.
The first family dinner at Trois Brassards.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's when I met Alex
like
for the first time.
Trip down memory lane.
Isn't it nice?
Like, so cute.
I met Cherry for the first time when I found out about this Montreal store that was having the Galaxy Foam release. I was
Galaxy
like, whoa, Galaxy Foam's in Montreal. I'm like, what the heck is that? So I went all the way to the shop to find out if they had it. Not the Galaxy Foam, so I knew they were gone, but if they have it, anything else from the basketball
I wish we
line.
Could post a picture of yeah. you back then and now, like, no beard, glasses. You were just so different.
So, yeah. I met Cherry then, a long time ago. Clo, it was... I'd seen him here and there because we're Shore Boys. South Shore Boys, if people don't know what the South Shore
yeah.
is. Look it up. We're... We were at the, I remember you were at the store where Cherry was working one day, and I went up to you and I kind of talked to you. I said, look, we have a Facebook group created for Montreal,
yes.
and it's just a bunch of, it's not huge, it's just a bunch of people, maybe 15 to 20 people that are down with helping each other out. And I said, look, if you go into that store, you find a sale or whatever, you take a picture, you post it in the group. And it's like a secret group because we didn't want any drama in it. So I said, Clo, you're like, you're that type of dude. Like, you're low-key. You're not like a...
Low-key baller.
Yeah, you're not out for the drama. So do you want to join? Blah, 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 blah. Something like that, right?
That's when I joined Facebook.
Yeah. I said, yeah. And because I was like, yeah, Clo's like, he's like a dude that I could get along with, that we wouldn't have to like deal with a lot of bullshit.
Mm.
I don't like bullshit.
Straight
so
yeah. straight shooters, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's that story. Yeah. Mike, as he said, we met at the House of Hoops opening dinner. And Alex, yes, I was running an Instagram account called KicksMTL. Which just featured whatever was happening in Montreal and with sneakers. And he was hashtagging KicksMTL. And he was like, this guy has like tons of Adidas and I appreciate the love. So I was like, okay. And I would feature him every now and then. I was highly intrigued with the history behind Suji Cyphersons,
yeah.
the
Ooh,
name.
Yeah.
I was like, what's up? What does it mean?
What
does it mean? And yeah, eventually, yeah, through sneaker stuff, we eventually just kept connecting, yeah. and then blah, 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 blah.
How funny.
Yeah.
Before we move on, so like a couple days ago was like my official 7th year anniversary at Adidas.
Ooh,
congrats,
bro. Wow.
And the first real times I would see you was when I was working in the outlets back in the
Oh,
days.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's so
I
crazy.
Remember
That's
one, I don't know if, I'm sure it has to be you. I think you had Chosen was
a baby.
Yeah.
You had him in your arm and you came
7 years, that's about right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember you were wearing some like vault neon Nike shoes. And I asked you if I could help you and you said, oh no, man, I'm good. I'm just looking, whatever. And then in my head, I was like, that's such a cool dad shopping with his kid.
Yeah.
And it's much later on when we met again. Like, and I remember like seeing you every now and then.
Yeah.
The time you were wearing glasses, whatever. And then it's when I got transferred to Montreal 3 years after, like when I was like talking back to the people at the store in Boucherville, they're like, oh, you must see this guy all the time at the store now. The cool dad that always comes to shop. Like he's into like basketball sneakers. His name's Chris. Like Chris, they're like the Asian guy. And then when I got transferred to Montreal, this is when like the phone, the smartphone happened in my life. So I got into Instagram, freaky first step, boom, boom, boom. And then I made the connection. I'm like, oh shit. It's the guy that I used to see when I...
That's crazy.
When I first started to work at the store. And then, you know, like flashback 7 years ago, let's say like we had like in like a moment at the store where I was just like, hey, anything you're looking for today? And like this moment would have paused and then someone would have come in and said like, in 7 years, you guys are going to run a sneaker, like a sneaker thing. And like, you guys are going to be like crazy. Tight and like text every day and stuff like that. Some of this, some stuff like this blows my mind when I think about it.
Well, that's the beauty of, and I'm going to talk about Montreal. Yeah. I think it is like considered a big city, but if you really think about it, the sneaker community isn't as big as the city. So it's kind of small.
Yeah.
It's not, small is not the right word. It's tight knit.
Yeah.
Like eventually you'll cross paths with one of the other people you see on Facebook, people you see on Instagram. If they're from the same city like Montreal, you're gonna somehow connect.
Montreal's actually pretty small.
Yeah.
I find it, like,
compared to Toronto?
This morning, okay, listen, this morning, so it's Grand Prix weekend, we mentioned it.
Yeah.
This morning, a guy walks in the store, tall dude, blonde hair, like extremely European, like rolled like jeans, shorts. Ooh. And he has like a pair of ZX500, like beaten up, but a colorway that I've never seen in my life. So of course, me being on the floor, it's my staff, whatever, like I see this pair, I go straight to the guy, I'm like, really love this colorway, I've never seen it before, your ZX look amazing. He's like, yeah, I got them a while ago. So goes on to try like tons of different shoes, and he looks at me and we talk, and he's a producer of German television, and he's here for the Grand Prix weekend.
Oh, cool.
Big into sneakers, whatever. And he looks at me and he's like, what at the moment in your shop can I bring back to Germany that's like a for sure win? And I look up the shelf and I look at the Chinese New Year Brewster shoe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if I have your size, but that would be a winner. And he's like, oh, what is this? So I explained to him and he's like super stoked about it. And I'm like, it's pretty expensive. He's like, I don't care.
Wow.
Yeah. F1.
So I go downstairs, size there, bring it up. Perfect. He's like super, super stoked. Like whatever. And the guy left super happy. And like, I didn't mention it to you guys, but when we parked in the old port, we walked down Saint-Laurent and we turned on that little strip. We walked by the keg.
Yeah.
The restaurant, the
keg.
Was
there. He was there.
And he was sitting on the terrace with two girls.
I saw you peeking.
Yes.
Like,
that
yeah.
One the okay. Way. And when yeah. We came back, yeah, I was just looking if it was him. Like he was wearing the ZX that he
okay,
had on.
Okay,
so
okay.
Cool.
Yeah, but he was with two chicks. So I was not going to do like, hey.
But
it's just like, yo, like, what are the odds? Well, yeah. I mean, it's Grand Prix.
Super cool.
But you're
right. It's so small. Like, it's...
Yeah, you're gonna like within class. 8 hours you see them again.
But
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you'd be surprised, because even though Toronto seems so big and New York, sneaker communities are still like people know each other. You'd be really surprised.
Our eyes look for people's feet.
Yeah.
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 You always
yeah.
catch people.
It's true.
We look down. Like sneakerheads, they look down.
Yeah.
You know, like
it's pretty interesting.
Sometimes when I walk in the city, because I'm in Montreal every day, and it's sometimes I try to look up. And I always see stuff that I haven't seen before.
Yes.
Like, in New York, like, no, but I mean, like the first times I would walk down to Place Bonaventure,
yes,
for Montreal people to grab the 45, to Brassard.
Yeah.
These were the first moments in my, like, Montreal, like, life that I would, like, actually, like, whoosh, lift my
so
head
funny.
And look up. And I was like, wow, so many beautiful things. Because, like, you get to Peel. If you come to Montreal, you want to come to shop to the store, you take in the transit, you exit at Peel on the Green Line, and then you go down Stanley, take a ride on St. Catherine, and then two blocks on your left, it's Adidas. So that's my trip, like every morning, you know? And I have like two corners to kind of look at the street, and most of the time I look down because I want to see like if I can spot some heat, you know?
That's so funny.
Anyway,
that's dope.
Before we move on, I just want to say, Chris, that one memory I have of you that's my favorite is when I was moving to Toronto. I had a little party at the W, just a going away party, and I got really, really severely drunk. Like, it was bad because people were buying me shots as, like, going away.
Yeah.
Jameson, like, the devil. It is the devil.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. And I felt bad saying no. I'm not a big drinker. Like, I drink wine and stuff, but, like, shots like that. Anyways, it was very bad. And I managed to get home. Anyways, the next day at work, I was like it was brutal. And Chris showed up with McDonald's, man. Oh, and it was amazing. It was honestly, that was one of the, and you always brought me, you always were that guy who always brought a little, and that almond croissant thing you brought all the time to me, man. You,
oh, it's, I don't, my know favorite croissant.
Yeah. Ooh, he brought this almond croissant, but that time you brought me McDonald's, like, saved my life. Like, that was one of the best things that's ever happened to me in my life.
That's awesome.
Was that McDonald's
Chris
breakfast.
Because
you just knew, you just knew.
Well, you probably made a whole Instagram.
How bad I needed
was
that.
Messed up.
She's like, really messed up.
No, I felt like it was bad. We won't go into too much details in case my employer is listening to this.
No, because our crew, we were leaving and she was staying, but she was already like
gone.
Far gone.
Far
and
gone.
We were like, yo, you can't drive, yo.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm okay. And we're like, okay.
Yeah, no, I didn't drive. Somebody actually drove my car home. It was, and I was knocked out.
Wow.
I literally was.
No, that was not when you were leaving for Toronto.
Yeah, it was my going away for Toronto. Yeah.
There was more than one time.
Amazing.
I
wish I was there.
So. Oh, no, that's impossible.
This was a different one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Was he
anyways,
back
anyways.
From Toronto?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
This
it was
time,
a different
he
one.
He did hook it,
was,
it up with the McDonald's
it, yeah,
the next
yeah.
day.
Anyways, you were like, it was so
it,
funny.
Yeah, it was like a, it was some party, but yeah, it was bad. But yeah,
that's
I
awesome.
Just remember that breakfast was
yeah,
the
I
best.
Missed those kicks and coffees that you mentioned. I'm
yeah,
like,
we should do that again.
Yo.
Let's start it up again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's do it. I
Man.
Think we should do it.
We're really busy these days.
Well, on that subject, there's something I want to bring up.
Okay.
Before we go on to the next topic.
The actual question.
Well, as you guys know, I've done like a couple of like charitable things like mm-hmm. since Christmas. So far, like at Christmas, I organized with Tyndale, which is a community center in Montreal, like 5 minutes out of downtown in Little Burgundy area. For those who don't know Little Burgundy, it's like, it's a borough in Montreal and it's the highest concentration of social housing and, you know, high immigrants and, you know, the percentage of children who drop out is very, very high. You could read about it. Tyndale St. George Community Center. And yeah, so I did Christmas gifts for the kids, got them like it's sneakers, about 50 or I think it was about 50 or 60 presents that I did for them. And then we did a fundraiser for that John that passed away.
Yep.
One of the community's sneakerheads that a lot of people knew in the city suddenly had passed away of a disease that he got. And we did raise money for his funeral. Mm-hmm. I think, geez, how much did we raise? 5,000-6,000?
It was quite a bit.
At the end of the day. Yeah. So we did that. And then I recently, just 2 weeks ago, did a backpack collection also for Tyndale. I just keep working with that community center. So I got about 12 backpacks for them, brand new, nice brands filled with school supplies, shoes, clothes, all kinds of stuff. That happened pretty quick because I've been so busy at work, so I didn't have much time to like post about it or talk about it. Anyhow, that brings me to the next thing that I want to do, which I have to get done by Father's Day. So basically the community center, one of the program directors asked me, she's like, we've never gotten the chance to do something for the fathers of the children at the center. You know, for Mother's Day, they've done things for the moms and there's a mom support group and all that. But she's like, we don't have anything for the dads. A lot of these dads are, when they were children, went to this community center.
Okay.
So basically this community center is, it's a community center. There's a basketball court. It's also like an after school program, a daycare, like everything for that community center, right?
Okay.
It's like a,
they take care of you there.
Yeah. You know, so they have like after school, they have like food programs. So kids and their families can go have like a meal and
cool.
It's included in their price. And, you know, it's underprivileged families on
yep.
low incomes. Anyway, so she asked me, she's like, I want to do something for the fathers. We've never gotten a chance to do something for them. Do you have an idea? So now they're asking me, I kind of feel like I'm becoming, a consultant.
Okay.
Right? Like
yeah.
Somehow I've become some kind of consultant for, hey, we want to do something special for somebody. Can you tell us what we could do or can you make something happen? Anyways, of course, yes, I want to and I'm going to. My deadline is tight. So basically what I thought of is that, like I said, these fathers used to go to that center. So they're, you know, they're former guys who played basketball and they're into the culture. They're into hip hop and sneakers and all that. And now they have children of their own. Probably don't have the biggest budgets and don't have the opportunity to get themselves probably the nicest
yeah.
things. So what I'm trying to do, I'm getting to the point now, is My mission is to try to raise $2,000. Okay. Cause there's, how many dads is there? 10 dads.
Okay.
There's 10 dads. So I want to raise $2,000 to get them maybe a gift certificate. I figure that's the easiest way. So then they can pick up what they want and maybe they won't want to get shoes. Maybe they'll want to get clothes, whatever they might need. Maybe they'd want to shop for their kids instead of for themselves. So
I think that's
the best thing to do. I'm going to team up with a barbershop in Montreal. Maybe next pod, I'll say who it is.
Just to make it concrete.
Yeah. To get them like all the dads together and go to the barbershop, hip hop. It's fun. It's a good, nice experience for them. I'm going to try to get them tickets to either a Montreal Alouettes game or an Impact game together.
Okay.
So I know some people that can maybe help me with that and dinner. So a night out, all the guys.
Very cool.
So the point of it is just to like appreciate good fathers.
Yeah.
And these are fathers that like they're mothers of their children. Like one situation, the mom went to the States and got arrested for drug possession.
Oh, okay.
Right. So like,
so there's a story behind every dad, really.
Yeah. They all have a story and they're all very involved, good fathers.
Okay.
And I think it relates really well to sneaker culture. Okay. You know, one thing at my store, and I'm sure you see too, like a lot of these sneaker heads and sneaker guys who are a bit older with kids, it's really nice to see, like, I don't know. I find people in the sneaker community are like, I see good dads all the time.
For sure.
You know, and I don't know. I think it's just a really nice thing to do. So, I myself never met my father, so it's like really means something.
Okay. So if anyone wants to donate to this cause or get in touch with you, should they do it through Instagram or something like that?
Yeah, because I'm not going to use GoFundMe. I had a bad experience with them last time. So I actually have to find a way to collect. So that's one thing I kind of got. So just contact me if you want to donate. Maybe we could figure something out.
Yeah, but yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It doesn't have to be...
doesn't have to be monetary.
Maybe, they want to set up the sneakers or donate a
gift certificate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could buy the gift certificate and donate it to me. That'd be easier because it is hard to collect cash. So again, this is kind of something I'm doing while I'm working and it's...
But it's going to happen.
But I'm going to make it happen.
Cool.
So somehow. So yes, please message me. It's cherry.graywall. Just send me a message if you want to contribute or help in some way and... Let's do this and I'll post everything. And these dads are, one thing I forgot to mention, I'm organizing a basketball game for the dads, which is cool because these dads are actually like going to the center and they heard that I'm trying to do something. And all they know is that we're going to organize a basketball game for them.
Okay.
And for some reason, they really want to play against people. Like, I guess, you know, just their life circumstances. They don't really. So I'm organizing and going to get some people together and have a game and then we'll surprise them. And I think I'm going to give the kids what we collect.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to their children.
And have the kids give it to them?
Have the kids give it.
That's cool.
Right?
That's very cool. That's cool.
I should have all their bios and pictures tomorrow to kind of make a post to show you who these people are. All
right.
And yeah, that's what's going on. So help me.
That's awesome.
Awesome, Cherry.
Thanks.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So get in touch with Cherry. I'm sure a lot of the listeners of the podcast would love to help out.
Yeah. And like Chloe and Chris, you guys are like perfect example of the kind of customers I've met over the years who are like, good dads, you know what I mean?
Dads.
And yeah, and like, I don't know, I just think it's over time, I want this to become like a sneakerhead thing that we do for like different causes, you know what I mean, that relate to the culture.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
good job.
Thanks.
You're killing it.
Just killing it.
All right.
Good
so,
karma. It's good energy.
Should we get to part two of
Brent
from Minnesota's question?
Oh my god, part two. Let's okay. go.
All right, so we each have to pick one sneaker out of everyone's collection, and it magically becomes your size.
Okay.
So I've been thinking about it for a few days now. Okay.
If you pick a shoe from Chloe's collection, it then becomes yours, and I can't pick it.
Ooh.
Okay. Fair.
I want to go first.
Fair.
Okay, Chloe, if you want to go first, you can go first.
All right. You, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Your OG Ultra Boosts.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Chris, your JD Ultra Boost.
JD.
Oh my God.
Ultra Boost.
Alex, your Aspens.
Wow.
Oh wow.
I've been thinking about this for a week.
Jerry, your gray 750s.
My gray 750s.
Done. Whoa. Done.
Boost.
Very nice. Very nice.
That was okay. A good move.
Okay. Cherry, since you were the last one he picked, go ahead.
Okay. From Klo, I would take like a pair of your Neons Air Max because I want that for myself.
Good call.
Yeah, I would take those.
Let's gut him of all the Neons. I think he has enough.
Okay, I've got enough people.
From Chris, for some reason, I would want that. Is it the 13 you have, the Celtics color one?
Oh, I know exactly. The
Ray Allen.
The Ray Allen.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like that a lot. I would take that.
I don't want to play anymore.
I would definitely take that from you because it really catches my eye. For some reason, from you, I would take that. From Mike, I would take that. Don't you have like a burgundy A6 or something?
The Hannon collab.
Yeah, I like that one. That one catches my eye from your shoes. And from Alex, I think because you really like it, I would take your, like, what was the Kith one you were wearing the other day?
He took it already.
He took it.
Sucker!
You do you have, which 750s do you have?
The brown.
I have it too. I don't. What?
So you only have the brown.
I have the brown.
You don't have the gray.
No. Did you? Oh, you said 750?
Yeah.
From me? So I don't have.
So he took the brown. Okay. I'll correct myself. I'm going to take your turtle doves. Thank you.
That's good. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. Go. Yeah, from Alex, I'm not.
Winner.
Yeah. I definitely want one of your like crazy collabo ones. I just keep touching this microphone with my mouth. I would take, I don't know which Yeezy you have. I'm trying to think, but definitely one of the Yeezys.
I have them all. Skip.
You don't have the black 750 boot though.
No.
That's not true.
The triple black?
That's what I'm trying to get.
The Yeezy thing at the V2s.
Yeah.
Damn, Alex, I don't know what I want from you. Maybe like one of your mountain. Yeah, I know which. Your sock.
City sock.
Your city sock.
White Mountaineer.
Yeah, I would take that. That's so fire.
His eyes are
staring.
He's like,
hell
no.
I'd get some goodies. Right. Yeah.
Hit it, Alex.
Alex, you're up.
Okay. Mike, I would grab. I'm sorry, I just need them. I would grab your white EQT support.
Okay.
Just so that I can trash my pair. Chris, I would like those. C'est quoi? C'est un Kif or it's a Runny New Balance Midnight something. It's a blue. It's a navy blue New Balance.
City never sleeps.
Yes, that's what I want.
Damn it.
I want your Mita 95.
Yeah. Neons?
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, I'm not going to wear them, but... And toi, Cherry. No, never mind. I don't want those Mita.
I know what you want.
I want a triple white Ultra Boost.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yes. But the guy has like...
I thought you were gonna.
No, shit.
You can still change it.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Oxford tan, yeah. Yeah, I'll... Chris is like, shit. Yeah.
So you took the Oxford tan as well.
What did you take from
Oxford tan.
Oxford tan.
He has Oxford tan. Chris has Oxford tan.
Yeah, but I have something
toi
else I want
Cherry,
to
Cherry, je sais pas.
Really?
What do I want from Cherry?
I don't know.
What do you have that I don't have?
That's what I'm saying.
Let's take a Nike.
You got most of my...
Oh, I'll take your silver bullet.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yo, you're taking all the shoes I want.
It's still fresh.
Amazing.
You were supposed to go first,
okay. Mike.
Yeah, I know,
so
right?
Funny. Okay, go. Go, Mike.
Chris, I'm taking your Kith Ultra Boost.
Which one?
Aspen.
The Aspen.
He took it.
No,
no,
no.
He
did.
Yes. Ah, damn it.
So I'm like, good, I have another one.
Shit.
Klo, I'm going to take... Damn it. Okay, Klo, I'll come back to you. Cherry, I'm going to take your Pirate Blacks.
Nobody took... Oh, okay. Damn.
I'll take your Pirate
I'm
Blacks.
Wiped out.
That's
my clubbing shoe, man.
What am I going to take from Alex? Alex, I'm going to take your brown 750.
Aw, come on.
And Klo, I'm going to take the Cut the Grass Shit Ultra Boost.
I like that one, too. That was
boom.
That's a triple weight.
That's
what Alex
triple
took.
White.
No, oh, I wait. Took Oxford then.
Oh, you did.
Oh,
you
yeah.
did.
It's okay. I got five pairs anyways.
Wait, yeah. You should lose all your pairs.
No.
That was in the game.
All right, Klo, I'm going to take your belugas.
Yeah.
Oh. Cherry.
Yeah.
I'm going to take your belugas.
Your belugas.
Alex.
Wow.
Say goodbye to your belugas.
No!
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Because it hurts everyone.
It's a good one, though.
Am I the only one who doesn't have a
No pair? One wants my zebra?
Well, Mike, I'm going to have to take your cream.
Ah. Jeez. Easy season.
That's because you guys took my Kith Ultra Boost. My city never sleeps.
Ray what Allen?
J&D. The Ray you Allen? Took my freaking Ray Allens. And you took my J&D. Those all hurt.
Yeah. The Ray Allen was a good pick.
I like this
wow,
game.
This was amazing.
Yo. We actually
Brent,
went through
thank you so
it
much
quick.
For this.
Brent, thanks. Yep. Thanks for that question that became
the really became cool. The pod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to get your coordinates. We're going to send out that pair of socks.
Yeah.
For you.
40s and shorties. All right. Did you guys find it all really cool that we know what's in each other's collection?
Yes, it's kind of crazy.
Isn't that kind of cool?
But I mean, if you follow our Instagram stuff, yeah. And like we've gone pretty close to each other enough that we've visited each other's like
cribs.
Mentions.
I feel like you guys knew exactly how to hurt me.
Wow.
Really?
What a crybaby.
No, you would have never bet the city never sleeps.
I would have never
for
thought
me.
You would. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I really fucking love that shit. So it's like Batman, okay, knows how to take down every member of the Justice League.
Right. Well,
he has a file on everyone in case they go rogue.
I feel like Chloe really had a file as well. He
yeah.
was just like,
no. He's been building his file.
Yeah.
And he goes, if these guys ever go crazy, I know how to stop them. So yeah. That's what you guys did.
I was torn.
Mike was like planning this stuff. And then
then everyone took it. Everyone took it. Oxford tans. Oh my God. Turtle right. Doves.
That was
and
fun.
You know what? After this game, right? Every day for like a good month, I'm going to wear belugas.
Yeah.
Okay? Motherfuckers.
And then just throw a cream in there somewhere. That'd be all hilarious. Right.
But
I had a second one for Chris.
Amazing. What?
Me too.
I was going to take your mastermind
boost.
Mask.
Ooh,
no, those are mine now. Those are just there's still no more game. See if you need.
Game's over.
Okay.
That's awesome. Well, we're here in Montreal, like we've said. We've talked about some different boutiques along, a few episodes. Not a few episodes, but through the seasons of the podcast. But Off the Hook is doing something really cool. They're collaborating with the NBA, which I thought was really
so
sick.
So cool.
Yeah. Chloe and I got an invitation, through email to their event. They're having an event on June 9th, so that's Friday. So it's after the pod. The pod is going to release. The event will have happened. It's to release their collection, OTH, Off the Hook, times NBA. I actually don't specifically know what it is. Like, it they've hinted at stuff. They've sent teaser photos in their stories.
Yeah.
And I'm actually quite intrigued. Wondering what's going to happen.
I wish I could go.
So essentially it's like the city, the borough, and then it's an NBA shirt
with
the borough on it, right?
It's basically a tribute to all the boroughs in Montreal that represent basketball. Like,
it's really cool.
To a T. Like, you got Montreal, of course. You got the West Island.
Petit
you got,
Bourgogne.
Yeah, which I've never even heard of.
Little Burgundy.
Oh, it's Little Burgundy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yo, I don't speak French, so we'll leave it there.
It's Little
but
Burgundy.
You got, you know, St. Leonard and Côte de Neige also.
Yeah, but Montreal is a big basketball community.
Huge.
Like, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This is
should
a cool
be
collab.
Interesting.
So, we'll recap it next week.
Yeah.
Find out what's going on
exactly.
or what happened.
I'll tell you guys what.
Yo, we need
down.
A team, man. Is NBA coming to Montreal this year?
I don't know. I don't think. I think
they might.
You're in a better position to tell us.
Yeah,
for longer.
I think I can confirm that they are not coming this year.
You think you can confirm?
I spoke to my boy.
I spoke to one of my boys.
Yeah.
Oh, Mikael.
I spoke to one of my boys in Toronto when I was at the Jumpman. And
I wouldn't
heard
be surprised. Oh.
Something otherwise.
Really?
But he couldn't give me the details. But he told me
Harlem Globetrotters.
No, it's some. There's something going on. They're
are
working
getting,
on something.
Are you getting shocked by the microphone?
No, I keep touching it with my mouth.
Okay.
By accident.
I think we have some mail that we could also open this week if you guys don't mind.
Let's see what's in the bag.
Yeah, we have two questions. One from our friend Paul in Vancouver.
Shout out
IBS
to Paul.
IBS negative.
Hello.
He says, "Hey guys, can't wait to come to Montreal. Hopefully soon. We're excited to see you too." Don't know if you've ever answered this question. I've listened to every podcast, so I don't think so. Who is the voice of the intro? And will you ever change it, a bunch of guys and a girl, to reflect on Cherry's addition to the crew?
Yo, that's so interesting.
And it's so funny because like before the pod, like Cherry brought it up to us.
Yeah. We were eating and she's like, hey guys.
That's so weird. Know,
your intro says a bunch of guys.
Cherry is now one of the guys. You know.
Yeah, every week when I hear it, I'm like, hello, I'm here too, guys.
A bunch of guys and Cherry.
And Cherry. Yeah, can you guys do that? That's cool.
So the voice, Mike, who is the voice?
The voice is my wife, Leah, does the intro to the podcast. And I actually do the intro to her podcast, so it kind of works out.
That's adorable. Yeah.
Why don't you hit up her podcast?
Her podcast, yeah, is The Girls on Games. So go check them out. They have a website, blog, podcast. Every week they do it live, which is really cool.
It's about girls talking about gaming.
Games. Yeah,
which is super dope.
Nintendo, yeah. Xbox, cool. PlayStation, PC.
Hit the jackpot there.
Yeah, it really did.
So there, seriously, you have it, Paul.
Lucky.
Oh my God, please, guys. We just, at least 1 week, can we put that in the intro? A bunch of guys and Cherry. And I'll say that. Cherry. And Cherry part.
We'll figure it out.
We'll do the outro.
Let's just say.
We'll change it.
Let's just say. Season 3 coming soon. Pew.
And we have another question.
Yeah.
This one's a bit more technical. So. He has a bit of explanation, and then it goes down to one question. Yeah. So it comes from Sneaking Joe. Sneaking Joe. Joanne Gunner. Gunner.
I'm horrible with names. Yeah.
So sorry. I think he's been following us for a couple of episodes now.
Oh, cool.
Looking at the current sneaker trend, at least when looking at what's really hype these days, there's a huge focus on the shoes technology and the technology being visible. Looking at NMDs, AQT9317, Ultra Boost, Vapor Max, or even the regular Air Max, it's all about showcasing your neat technology. But when I spoke with some older sneakerheads the other day, they hated it. They feel like showcasing technology, the inner workings of the shoe, is ruining the shoe's creative aspect. Basically, making the shoe sole a part of the entire look, but through dyeing it, shaping what have you. I guess you can boil my question down to this. Do you guys feel like the trend of showcasing a sneaker's tech is inhibiting or enhancing creative designs of the shoes?
That's a great question.
I think...
We answered this question at off-air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we had a big discussion about Air Bubble.
Yeah.
And Boost. Versus Boost.
Yeah.
Or the longevity of Boost in... like trends and how important it will be down the line. And we compared it to, or I compared it to another technology that became like a calling card for a shoe and like a whole generation, like the air bubble became a necessity for like visible air, right? That was like the big revolution that turned a lot of people onto like Air Max and stuff. So Boost is the same way. It just so happens to look cool, right?
Yeah.
And I guess it all depends because there's a lot of tech that they don't show. Like Zoom Air, you don't show the little
pods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it looks cool. Like maybe someone could fashion it or shape it to a certain specific to make it look good. But I think... that's the struggle for brands to find something, one, that allows for like performance and comfort and stability. And then as a bonus, if it looks cool, yeah, then they'll market it that way.
Yeah.
Like Adidas Boost is performance, right? Yeah. Originally performance running and right, whatnot. And it just so happened that like no one could have predicted that would be the hottest shit out there right now, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, trends are trends. If it hits a chord with like the masses or like a key important people that then spread the love around and then show the way to other people, then boom, it becomes something hot. Yeah. But who's to say that like skinny tapered pants is the new wave, or we're not going to go back to like
baggy
pants and your dad's going to be in fashion and shit. Ha.
You knew best.
Like, yeah, it's all about, I don't think they build aesthetic first. I might be wrong. They build technology first,
yeah,
for to serve a specific purpose, and then they figure out how to encase it after.
Yeah,
right.
It's so funny because questions like this, and I'm hearing your answer. Like I'm so on another spectrum of things because I so don't think that deep into this kind of stuff.
No,
no. Like it's funny because I just don't at all. Like for me, I see a shoe, I like it. The only thing that I kind of like have is when it's, we talked about this before too, like for me it's kind of more on the media side of things, like this Cortez, it's because of Forrest Gump, it's because of that history of it that I'm like, oh my god, I love this shoe. But I really don't think that deep into it.
Is it
like
because
this conversation,
is it because you're looking at it and you kind of already know what you're getting?
No, but like for example, it's like I look at the tech when I need a shoe for like a reason, like if it's for working out or running.
Yeah.
So in that case, then the tech is important to me, just obviously because I'm getting it for a specific purpose.
Yeah.
But overall, my sneaker purchasing, like this whole convo we're having right now, is not at all.
Really?
Yeah, not at all what I think about. You know what I mean?
So you're purely interested in just aesthetic?
Well, it's just
before tech.
Aesthetic and just a meaning to that's important to me. Like okay. I said, it's either like a history or a, you know, some kind of like campaign, or if it's like in a movie or an artist.
Okay, so the marketing behind it.
Symbolism.
Yeah, that,
there you go.
That's the stuff I more think about it and not. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yep. But then there's other sneakerheads like that. This conversation is what, like you, Alex, when you're talking about all your Adidas tech stuff, like I'm just. It's like,
you're not
whoa.
Listening anymore.
No, I'm like, I'm listening. I'm trying. I'm trying to listen and focus, but yeah. I it's a lot for, it's not my thinking at all. You know what I mean?
It's okay.
It's just interesting. It's just too
I think
different.
Maybe like the way I got into sneaker social media or just like groups of people on the internet and everything was because of performance, like basketball sneakers.
Yeah.
And the groups that I was hanging out in we focused on technology
right.
a lot because to be honest they didn't look like fashion trendy or anything
yeah.
It was really for performance, and through that we saw something beautiful because we knew what it was for. We're like, wow, this does this.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, really quick, Pure Motion used to be the platform on which Adidas basketball shoes were built. Okay, so Pure Motion, the foundation was that it mimics a foot. So it's pure motion, right? As if the best shoe is no shoe, that your foot gets strengthens
yeah.
itself, whatever. A foot is strong because it has pressure points.
Mm-hmm.
Three. The most stable
oh, you told me about
foundation
this.
Is like a tripod, like three. It can never get toppled if you position them properly, right? So Pure Motion is they applied pods on at 3 points on the bottom of the sole to provide the stability.
Sick.
And they cut out all the rest to mimic a foot.
Amazing.
And because of that, once I got taught that, I went, my mind got blown. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I need Pure Motion in everything. And then everything that had Pure Motion became beautiful to me.
Wow.
Nice.
So
it's so funny. I'll just tell a little story. Remember when I interviewed for last year for a position at Jumpman?
Yeah.
And
oh yeah.
Yo, a question. Like, I'll just be honest, I bombed that interview so badly. Like, it was one of the worst interviews I've ever had in my life. They asked me, like, boom, first question, to talk about Chris Paul's shoe and relate it to how he plays on the court and the tech behind it. I just ultimate fail,
oh,
like
wow.
101. Like it was.
I gotta say, that's kind of like a. It's very. That's like really specific.
Yeah, it was like
you know?
talk about Chris Paul's shoe and talk about how he plays on the court in relation to the design of the shoe and like talk about the technology. But I mean, geez, like yes, I work in sneakers. I sell sneakers all day and whatever. But to be honest. I'll hire people who know all that stuff and I'll just divert.
You should talk to this person.
I'll just talk to them like, yo, I love this shoe, man. You got to get it. So hype, you know, whatever. But then as soon as they go into like the tech, I'm like, oh, Shaq or Sam, can one of you guys come over here, please? Because anyways, it's funny.
That's awesome. That's good stuff. Yeah.
We have some other questions, but we'll save them for like
next episode
or whatnot.
We're getting a little getting a little long here.
We see you, everyone that sends us questions.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for sending us questions. If you want to send us anything, send us a DM on Instagram at Sneaker Podcast or send us on Twitter too at Sneaker Pod. Hit us up. We're also on Facebook.
I think we can give like a one last bit of information and then we'll maybe sign out.
Yeah.
Right. Soul Exchange Canada, if you don't know, these are the guys that hold the sneaker events out, like they're based out of Toronto. They're doing a Canada 150 tour.
Oh, cool.
Right. In the same way to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the Confederacy of Canada. So, look, their next stop is Ottawa, which is happening July 8th. For more information, hit up their Instagram, Soul Exchange Canada. And I think the one after that is going to be in Halifax.
Oh, so, cool. They're going to East Coast.
Very dope.
That's sick.
The Atlantic's getting some love.
That's cool.
Right? Nice. That's going to be September 30th.
I love Halifax.
So, yeah, yo.
That's so nice.
I want to visit.
Road trip?
Yo.
Road trip for Soul Exchange?
I'm going with you. Like, I love Halifax.
Yo, it's only 13-hour drive.
Only 13 hours.
It sucks, but it can be done.
Split by a bunch of guys and Cherry.
Thank you.
So, yeah, check out their Canada 150 tour, Soul Exchange Canada, for any detail for their next shows. And hit it up. It's a good time.
Yeah.
They do good shows.
Good shows. It's really well
really
organized.
Proud of them. They grew like over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
They were.
Chris,
yeah.
You've seen like the evolution of Soul Exchange, which is really cool.
I like it.
Cool. All right. What do you say we wrap things up, guys?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
This has been episode 19. Wow. Guys, we've almost been doing this for a year. Like a full year.
That's crazy.
2 weeks.
2 weeks? Really?
Yeah, I think so.
It's crazy.
We have to have all these saved so in like 25 years from now.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
They'll be somewhere.
Yeah, they'll be somewhere. They're on the internet. Yeah. You know what they say once it's on the internet?
We should bury the tapes and put it all in the ground.
Time capsule.
And then our children can listen to great-great-grandchildren.
Amazing.
There you go. Yeah. Let's go dig a hole.
That could be kind of cool.
Yeah, it could be cool. Anyways, this has been episode 19 of the Sneaker Podcast Season 2. If you want to hit us up on Instagram, do so at the Sneaker Podcast. Get us on Twitter at the Sneaker Pod. Don't forget, you can get us on iTunes. You can get us on Google Play. You can get us on Podbean. Thank you to everyone who's been subscribing, everyone who's been commenting, everyone who's been downloading the podcast. We really appreciate it. And we can't wait to give you more of the Sneaker Podcast. So, Cherry, if people want to find you on Instagram and help you donate to your cause, how can they do so?
Cherry.graywall.
Awesome.
Cherry like the fruit.
Alex, where can people find you?
At Suji Cypher Sons.
Chloe, where can people find you?
At Chlorel.
And Chris, where can people find you?
At Christopher.chu.
You can get me at On Air with Mike D. We'll catch you back here next time. Until then, have a great day. Have a great night. We'll catch you later.
Bye.
Peace.